in all that is mine. Very simple, right? Are we ready? Okay, let's sing it together. I receive with joy ministry done towards me. I humble myself and I profit in all that is mine. Stevie, you're just a backslider. I think I was not hacky this morning. All right, are we ready? I receive with joy ministry done towards me. I humble myself and I profit in all that is mine. All right, one more time. I receive with joy ministry done towards me. I humble myself and I profit. I humble myself and I profit in all that is mine. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that song came from the theocratic nature of the local church. The ministry done towards you is to make you better. So what is your own responsibility? It's to receive it. By receiving it, you will make profit. Okay? And you know I will receive it. If you're not here during that series, please ensure you get to the theocratic nature of the local church. All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome to church. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to hear your word. We receive it with joy. We make progress in it. It makes us better in every endeavor and area of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's have a seat. Get your Bibles, get your books, and your pen. This is church. So no matter where you're coming from, no matter how your week was, no matter the stress it took you to get here, even if you're in a taxi and the driver shouted on you or whatever has happened, by the time you step into that place, what do? Format your head. This is church. Okay? You are ready to get better. Are we set? They will be looking at profiting in and by the word. Profiting in and by the word. Profiting in and by the word. I know some business-minded persons here. Once they hear profits, their mind immediately go to money. Book is laughing. They know themselves. Money, calculation. How much will I buy this thing? How much should I sell it? If I sell it at this amount, how much will I get? So because you are trying to make a lot of money, you buy something for like 2,005 and you sell it to others for 5,000. It's cheap. Anyway, praise God. You gotta listen to What Is Man 1 and 2 again. You, assignment for you. So profits, yeah, we're not talking about money. Before you start thinking about profits by the word, how do we do it? Okay, it means we lend the word. And then when we give the word, men will sow to us or give us money. Ensure your mind is clean, right? Profiting in and by the word. We're not talking about money. We're not talking about monetary terms. Our definitions is not according to men's standard or business terminologies, but according to the scriptures. All right, so with that in mind, turn your Bible. So 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Okay, what are you doing at the back? First Timothy 4. Okay. Start reading from verse 12. Just read so that we can get the context, but where we're going to is 15. Okay. Are we there? Hearing Bibles opening. This is morning. You're supposed to be smart. This is the first thing you are doing today. So nobody has the excuse of I went to work and I'm tired. Stephen. All right. Verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. All right, so these instructions, general instructions given to Timothy, but let's read verse 15 again together. Want to go? Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. So that profiting there is what we are discussing today. What does it mean to profit in the word? What does it mean to profit by the word? What is profiting? The word profiting there is the word P-R-O-K-O-P-A-Y. P-R-O-K-O-P-A-Y. It means to make progress, advancement, furtherance. Progress, advancement, furtherance. There's nothing related to money here. It means to make progress, to advance in something, and furtherance, to get further in something. So to make progress, how do we make progress here? How do we advance in the word and by the word? That is what our focus will be today, both in this sermon and the next one. How do we make progress in the word? Now, this word was used just three times in the scriptures. We just look at the other two times it was used. Philippians 1 was used there in this 1 Timothy 4:15. Then it was used in Philippians 1. So we'll just get the general context. Philippians 1:12. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me are falling out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. So you see that word furtherance there? That is the same word profiting. For the advancement, for the progress of the gospel. That the gospel will go far, that it will take more steps, or it will speed up. That's the context there. The same Paul used that again in that same chapter in verse 25. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, for your progress, for your advancement. Talking about them, how they will make progress. And Paul said, I want to continue with you for your own progress. So you see the context in which it was used, profiting, does not relate more to a person advancing in something. Advancing in something, getting established in something. And the focus today is the word. Now, if you don't get it clearer with those ones, the root word from which this word was used, P-R-O, I'm not pronouncing it for you today, the root word from which this was gotten, so you can see a general, a more clearer picture, P-R-O-K-O-P-T-O. P-R-O-K-O-P-T-O. So that's, although the first word, profiting, was derived from this. It means to drive something forward, as if by beating. And the way you can get, the clearest picture you can get that, is if you see cattle rearers, right? Or these goats, but mostly cattle rearers. When they are moving, you see, to get their attention to move forward, you see their herdsmen hitting them sometimes with sticks. So to drive something forward, as if you are beating the person, or as if you are beating it. So to make the person go forward. To go forward. So it means again to increase, to advance in something and to grow in time. To increase, to advance in something and to grow in time, to be fast spent. Different variations, just to give you a clearer picture of what we are trying to say when we say profiting. To increase in something, to grow in time, to advance in something. For example, when somebody was in Shelly Bobo has started school now, and I'm sure now he can touch his head. Let him touch his head, he can touch it. Let him touch his shoulder, he can touch his shoulder. Though he cannot spell head. But with time, he'll be able to spell head, right? So he has advanced in something. With time, he'll be able to understand what is inside the head, not just to know that there's a head. With time, he'll be able to, if he decides to go into medicine, then he'll now give you more details and tell you this one. Those things will not happen in a day, right? It happens with time. But what will the man do? He has to give himself to it. All right, so we'll just look at one place Paul used this same word, Galatians 1:14. Galatians 1:14. And profited in the Jews' religion above my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my father. So he is saying that Paul was trying to describe, he's giving his manifesto, his CV here, and he's saying that he advanced further than his own equals in the Jewish religion. So, for example, if they were supposed to be in this stage, he progressed more. That's just that word, profited there. So it is to go deeper in something, to advance, to make more progress. All right. So for the purpose of this study, I'm not saying anytime you say in something and by something, it means what I'm trying to tell you now. But for the purpose of this study, profiting in the world, we simply mean your own progress, personal progress, your individual progress in the world. When we say profiting in the world, in this sermon, I'm talking about the personal progress you yourself have made in the world, the personal advancement you have, the personal advancement you have, that you are a better reflection of what you are being taught. Just write that down. That you are a better reflection of what you are being taught, a better reflection. So there is no discrepancy between what you are hearing and what you are being taught and your actions. Rather, we can see it clearly that your actions now reflect clearly what you are being taught. That is what we mean, progress or profiting in the world. Profiting in the world. An obvious increase. Obvious. It has to be obvious to everybody. Remember 1 Timothy 4:4, where we read that your profiting may appear to all. So profiting is not something that is done in the back of your mind or in your mind or in your wishful thinking or in your dreams or in visions and revelations. No, it is an obvious increase that you have made progress by the word that you have been taught. And then you see several admonitions in scriptures telling the disciples or the believers to grow in something, to advance, not just to remain where they are when they got saved, but that they should grow and make progress. Let's look at 2 Peter. Just like a brief introduction. Fast. 2 Peter 1. Okay, we read from verse 5. And beside this, you're already talking about the fact that they were saved and described their salvation in verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, you're not reading your Bible. So you see, Peter telling them that, now that you are saved, ensure that these things are also a part of you. And then he went on to list several things that the believer must take note of. And he said, if these things are in you, that means you will not be unfruitful or barren in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means it is possible for a believer, though he is saved, to be unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what would prevent that? The man would take consciously, add these things to himself. Not just that he has faith in Christ Jesus alone. No, he will consciously add these things to himself so that he will not be unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, so that he can make progress, so that he can be better. The same 2 Peter 3:18. Remember, these things take time. That's why I had to look at the make you look at the second meaning of that profiting. That it takes time. It's not something that is done in a day. It's not something that is done in a day, but you must look at yourself, look at where you're coming from, and be sure to note that, okay, by this time, so time, I could not do this, but now I can do it. An obvious change, an obvious progress. So, 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Another further admonition to show you that, hey, it doesn't stop with the fact that you are saved. You must grow. Why is this necessary? Why is it necessary? Hebrews 4:2. Good. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So this scripture just shows you clearly that the problem is not with the word. The word will not cause an automatic increase in you. But the person that receives it has a responsibility to ensure that it profits him. So the writer of Hebrews said, this same gospel, this same word we are telling you, is the same word that was told to them. No difference. But the reason why they could not take advantage of it The reason why they could not advance in this is because they could not mix it with faith. So also, the word, the same with the words that you have been taught, the words that you receive, the reason why you will not make progress with it, the reason why we will not see it, a tangible difference or a remarkable growth in you, is because you fail to do whatever it is that is necessary to be done. Do you understand? So in that scripture, you see clearly, the problem is not the word. The word is there. The word is constant. The word has the ability to grow up a man. But the difference will be the individual person's response. How you take it, how you labor over it, how you handle it determines, it reflects what you will get from it. Simple. That's what we're going to focus today. How do we ensure that we profit in the world? So profiting in the world is not automatic. It is a conscious effort. It is conscious. Profiting in the world, it's not automatic. Because you hear the word does not mean automatically you profit. No, it is a conscious effort. Now, look at, I've explained profiting in the word. Now, look at profiting by the word. When we say profiting by the word, what does it mean? What does it entail? Profiting by the word. I hope I'm not too fast. I'm trying to be as slow as I can. Profiting by the word, what does it entail? It simply means the impact we can see you having on others by virtue of the word that you have progressed in. The impact we see you having on others by virtue of the word that you have progressed in. The impact we see you having on others by virtue of the word you have progressed in. 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4. Are we there? 1 Timothy 4. From verse 1 to 7. Just read so that you can. Where I'm going to is 6, but we'll just read from verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meat, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the word of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. So you see Paul giving Timothy an admonition that persons are going to come up with different things, but you must stick to what you know. And not just stick to what you know, but you must put the brethren in remembrance. You must remind them continuously. You must keep teaching them that, hey, this thing you are hearing here is not it. This is the truth. This is the truth. This is the truth. Keeping the brethren in remembrance, teaching them continuously, refusing to give heed so that they will not pay attention to others that are speaking wrongly outside. Paul now said that if you do this, you will be a good minister. Do you understand? This is the hallmark of a good minister. A good minister is one that can bring up men to the status that he has attained. A good minister is one that is able to bring men to know what he has known. Not just that I have known something. So it now goes beyond profiting in the world, your own personal progress. You have to now profit by it, that you are able to drag others as well and say, come here, this thing I have known, you know it as well, so that they can know it as well as you know it, even better. That's profiting by the word. This impact is directly proportional to your personal labor in the world. So it is, in fact, we'll emphasize this later. You cannot run away from this. The impact you will have on others to get them to the status that you have attained is directly proportional to the labor you yourself put in the world. Math students, I will not try and do directly proportional to people. People understand by yourself. Praise God. Okay. You cannot expect to grow people into knowledge that you do not possess. You cannot, it's just wishful thinking. You cannot expect to grow up people into a knowledge that you do not have. There is a saying in law, nemo dat quod non habet, is a Latin maxim. You cannot give what you don't have. So even if you sit down on your bed and say, I want the whole world to know God. I want men to be zealous with the faith. I want men to love the Lord. But you yourself do not give any personal labor to learn. What are you going to teach people? You cannot give what you do not have. Okay. All right. That word that's in there means to fully know. To fully know. Paul said that you will nourish up men, whereunto into the words of faith and doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. That attained there, whereunto you have attained. What does it mean? It means that you fully know something. You have comprehensive understanding. This is what you follow to be conformed to. You follow it. You are conformed to it. We can see. You know when you say conformed, do not. When you are a perfect reflection of that thing, you are molded to that image. That is what you can bring up men into. So, whereunto thou hast fully attained. So, it is what you understand or what you follow that you can bring men into. And this is the hallmark of a good minister. Hallmark of a good minister. I will read this for you again. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. So if you are saying, how do I serve God well? How do I become a good minister? This is the hallmark, that you attain and fully comprehend what you should, and you get men to it as well. Nothing more than that. That is the hallmark of a good minister. It is important to note that you cannot bring men up to a status you don't have. You cannot make them labor when you yourself are not laboring. You cannot say, pray, and you yourself are not praying. You are pretending. What you will raise at best is pretenders as well. You understand? It is very important that you note that. You will at best raise pretenders like you, people that will not last. So beyond trying to, before you start jumping and now you want to impact and influence and then mold lives, ensure you yourself are laboring well in the same. That is the pattern. Laboring in and by the word. Do we understand to this point? Good. All right. So why is it necessary? Why is it necessary to profit in the world? Why is it necessary what is all this hula baloo all about? Why is it necessary? Because this is the will of God for man. Simple. 1 Timothy 2. This is God's will for man. Why do we keep emphasizing this? That profit in the world, make progress, advance, be better in the world. Why? Why do we keep saying this as if there's nothing else to say? Because this is the will of God. 1 Timothy 2. From verse 1, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, our Savior. Everybody read verse 4. Hallelujah. So God wants men established in the truth. God wants them saved and established, that they are fully grounded in the truth, that they are not wavering. That is why we have ministry gifts. So it went beyond just a wish of God, and he made it happen. Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 4. From verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. See, we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So a believer that is still in this level, struggling up and down, today you teach this person this way, he has gone this way. Tomorrow you teach this way, he has gone that way. Is God pleased? That is not God's will. God wants his people, his children, grounded, rooted in the knowledge of Christ. That if no matter the scheme a man will concoct up tomorrow to try and teach them something else, they will not be carried away. No matter what, they will not be carried away. And how would this happen? By you making progress in the word. The reason why we emphasize, why we keep saying you have to profit in the world, this is it. So that you will not be carried away, so that you will not be tossed to and fro, and also so that there will be a constant inflow of ministers. Because the purpose of this same gift, this ministry, this men in ministry, is to raise up men also in ministry. What did you I don't know what you're talking about. So that there must be a constant inflow of ministers into the body. Another reason why we have to pay attention to profiting in the world. Because the ministers have a responsibility to raise other ministers. That will be continuity. If, for example, pastor is on the only just teaches, preaches, and nobody decides to labor on the word, nobody decides to profit, nobody decides to know the word as he knows it. If he's no longer here today, what will happen? What will happen? Automatically, this place closes down. Nobody to learn the word, or most people start learning whatever the maybe bookie will start taking us design concepts and hair. Then Tola will bring her own. Everybody now bring their own. So, if to ensure that there's continuity, we must ensure that we are following and be learning as we are taught. If you don't show that zeal to learn fully, it means you are saying indirectly that you have no interest in the continuity of the gospel. That is all you're saying by your attitude. By being relaxed, by not paying the price or not giving yourself to the world as you should, you are indirectly saying, I do not care if the gospel progresses beyond me. Because that is just the pattern. Ministers will raise up more ministers, and those ministers will raise up more ministers, and those people will raise up more ministers. That is the hallmark. You bring up men to that which you have attained. You teach as you have been taught. You commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. It is a progressive thing. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all creature. So, we are to... It's there. But the minister that is doing his own, he's already fulfilling his own mandate. You have a responsibility to also learn and grow up to be a minister. So that's why I laugh when people are saying they're in church, but they don't want to be pastors, or they don't want to be teachers, or they don't want to be in any of this category listed there. I just want to serve God. I hear that a lot. I just want to serve the Lord quietly. I just want to love God. Yes. I just want to love God. I don't want too much drama. Let me just love the Lord. I won't commit sin. I'll just love God. If everybody's just loving God, like you, I used to have that, but I fell into that category. Let me confess. If you had told me some years back that I will stand here and hold the microphone, I will probably cast the demon out of you that is bringing that utterance, because I did not want it. But if all of us say, I want to be in my comfort zone, I want to just stay, I don't like stress, I'm shy, I cannot talk to people, I just want to be on my own. Will we take the word out? By having that mindset, you are already saying, I do not care if the gospel progresses beyond me. You might deny it as much as you want. You might say, no, that's not what I'm saying. But we know that is what you are saying. Because someone that wants the gospel to progress will ensure he gives himself to it fully so that he can bring up others as well. A disciple is a fast learner because he has what? You are never qualified to talk. You have never started your own career in God. So just be there. You, Stephen. I'm on your case. So a disciple is a fast learner because he knows he has a purpose to pick up. He has an assignment. That urgency propels you forward. By refusing to pick up that urgency, you are indirectly saying, boom, I am fine where I am. The gospel is, I'm okay with what I know. I'm fine. I can die happy. After all, I'm saved. Or if it progresses beyond me, the Lord will have his way with his work. That's what you're saying. Because there must be a constant inflow of ministers in the body, we must give ourselves to profiting. Otherwise, the work will come to a standstill. So this ensures continuity. It is also important that you make progress in the world so that you can be sound in conviction. Remember, before I go forward, this Ephesians 4, from verse 15 and 16. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body to the edifying of itself in love. So, the growing of the body is everybody's responsibility, except you say you are not a part of the body. Now it tells you that every part, every joint supplies. So when you don't supply what you are supposed to supply, you are obviously creating a deficiency in that area. So a sense of belonging to a body, a sense of being part of something that is bigger than you, will give you that responsibility to desire to profit in the world. That, so that I'm trying to explain why do we have to give ourselves to this? Why? Because it's God's will, because that is what he wants, because he wants us to be sound and firm, because he wants continuity. Simple. And because you are part of the body, you must be responsible. You know, some of you are responsible for your own clothes. You are responsible for how you look this morning. If I ask some of you, how long did you spend before the mirror this morning? How long did you spend to decide how to put this your clothes together to wear? How long did you spend to imagine how you are going to look on Sunday? How long did this your makeup take? People are already feeling guilty. Don't worry, I'm not coming to ask you. I'm not saying I will ask you. I'm only saying whether it took you 2 hours or 5 minutes, you devoted time to it, right? Abby? You are not like Ojut that just gave, just even combing his hair, you have done something. You are not like, okay, no, cause TV. I won't call your name again to this sermon, but the second sermon, I'll come back to you. You, Stevie, yeah, a person of better things concerning you. So let me leave you first. You don't know what the writer of Hebrews says. After you assess many things, that's how I'm persuaded. So if I tell you how long did you spend, you will know that it was a conscious effort on your part. Why? Because you were taking responsibility for your body. You can as well just wake up and say, is it not church? Who cares? And come out like that, right? You can come out like that. When we are going to run errands then, there's a person that say, go and buy me something. You don't need to check. Some people can tie wrapper, go on barefoot, just go. So long as you're going to buy something next compa, right? All of you are forming together. Did you not do it when you're younger? Did you not do it? Did you not do it when you're younger? You never went with barefoot to go buy something next compa. Wow. See, from a child, that was known the etiquette of beauty, which is able to make you beautiful. But before, even now, I'm deliberately trying to care. But before I could just, she is the next place. There's no problem now. We go with barefoot. We don't bother to check front. There's no slippers. We just go out and then go. Because you're not paying particular attention to your body. Who cares? But when you grow older, you now realize that I might not care, but so that I don't assault other people's senses, let me still look fine. So that I don't start smelling in their nose, let me bait. I might not care. Do you understand? It is just a responsibility you take up by reason of time. So also, when a believer is doing, I cannot, we just know where you are. You are probably still, I don't know, this guy is still more mature than you. A person that is growing into maturity will take responsibility for the body that he has. And in this case, the body that we are a part of must be responsible for it. Okay. All right. Let's look at something briefly. Acts 26:18. Look at the final thing, why we give ourselves, why we emphasize this. Acts 26:18. Now, this was Paul recounting his mission statement to King Agrippa. And then he said a lot of things. But in verse 18, he said, to open their eyes, in this church, I'm sure we should, if there's a person that doesn't know this verse in this church, we should question whether you are part of the Edifying Assembly. Maybe that would be one of our... Anyway, let me move on. Okay, verse 18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, Paul made allusion to something that looks like when they come into the faith, they receive an inheritance, right? All right. Okay. Acts 32. All right. Are we there? And now, brethren, 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Do you see the same thing? Now, what is that inheritance? What do you receive by virtue of being sanctified? What do you receive by virtue of the fact that you are in the body? The carnal man might just, or the believer that might just be saying, yes, our inheritance, we are saved, eternally forgiven. Oh, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, we are holy, set apart, clean. Glory. But what do you also receive? Ministry. It's part of your inheritance in Christ Jesus. That's what many of us have refused to believe. You think your inheritance is only the free ministries? You will receive it as salvation. And what is able to build you up to that level? The word. That is why we say you must profit in it. The word. Commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. A person that is not built up by himself, a person that is not yet built up, that is not solid, that is not grounded, cannot do ministry profitably. You know, which TV do you say that untaught men has no business in ministry? Don't be there. You will just cause confusion for everybody. And learn well. And learn. So why do we say this? Why do we give ourselves to the world? Why do we say we must profit in it? We have started from the beginning. So that, because this is God's will, because he wants us stable, sound, the word gives us conviction. We are no longer children, tossed to and fro. And so there will be a continuity of ministers so that the ministry will progress, so that you yourself can also embrace ministry as your inheritance in Christ Jesus. These are the reasons. For these reasons, for this cause, we will give ourselves to profiting in the word. That's what we'll be looking at today. This is just the introduction so that we can get it sorted out. By the second sermon, we will now start looking in details how we can grow about this. Do we understand to this point? Hallelujah. I just pray in tongues with you. Pray in tongues. We profit in the word. We profit by the word. We know how to make progress, how to trade in the word, the advancement of ourselves and to others as well. All that hear us. Paul told Timothy that when you do this, you'll be able to both save yourself and to those that are listening to you. You'll be able to keep them in check. You'll be able to profit them. You'll be able to profit them. That's what ministry is about. We'll get understanding again in this light. You see understanding, and we'll make progress by it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we'll just take a few minutes break.